T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, guys, let's get awkward and say good morning to Cassidy.
Morning, Cassidy.
Hello.
Hello.
So what we do know is you're dating a younger man in life.
That is true.
Okay, so paint the picture. How'd you guys meet? What's the awkward situation you're going through with him?
Well, you know, I am recently divorced. I got married really young, so I haven't really had a chance to kind of live out my 20s. So I went to the bar and just kind of had been hitting the bar scene, and we met at Gypsy Bar.
Oh, nice.
He's only 21. You know, we hit it off pretty good and started hooking up, and I'm just having fun. But
wait, if he's only 21, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Gosh, do you really have to ask?
Yes, right? I really have to ask.
I'm 38, but I look like a 25-year-old.
Okay, so he's younger than you. Is that the awkward, or it gets worse?
It gets worse.
Okay.
So he actually has a girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you putting yourself in this situation?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I wasn't thinking this was going to be anything serious. So, you know, I was like, maybe this is just like a hookup buddy. And, you know, he has a girlfriend.
What?
Like, whatever.
Wait, are
like,
you're okay being the side chick?
Who's okay with being the side chick? No, I'm not okay with it. He was at least upfront about it. It's just, I kind of have let it slide a little bit.
Wait, did he tell you that he had a girlfriend before you guys hooked up, or after, or during?
Oh my.
He let me know after the first time.
After the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
And you were okay with that?
I mean, I wasn't totally okay with it, but obviously I guess I'm okay with it if I've still been hooking up with him like once or twice a week.
Okay.
But here's the real big reason.
There's more.
Yeah, he happens to be the son of one of my good friends that I went to high school with.
No.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going home.
What?
Dad, I'm going home.
He's the son of someone you went to high school with?
In my defense, she had her kid really young, okay? It was, like, senior year.
She had him while she... Wait,
that's so awkward.
Oh, let me hold on. So I'm writing this down. So 38, 21. So she got pregnant at 17. This is the kid that your friend was pregnant with. At graduation?
We were good friends. We aren't really close anymore, but, I moved away and everything like that.
I know people use that as an excuse. Like, we're not that close anymore, so it's okay for me to be a foul person towards them.
I'm going to actually, because we've got everybody coming at you right now, and in all fairness, when I was, like, 20, so, like, 2 years ago, I was with somebody that was significantly older than me, and I'm sure that we had, like, mutual friends with, like, parents, so, okay.
That's true. You didn't know it was your friend's son.
Right. You didn't go after it on purpose.
No, of course not. I mean, I had no clue. It just happened, and it was like it already happened.
Oh my God. Wait, how did you find out that this was your friend's son that from high school?
Facebook.
Like, how did that come about? You're just on Facebook and you...
Well, we have our 20-year reunion coming up pretty soon. And so, anyways, there was just some pictures there and I was like, oh, Damon.
Oh my God. Like, you're mutual.
Yeah.
This is awkward. Are we calling your friend up to let her know you're dating her son? Or are you calling this guy to let her know that his mom was your friend?
Damien.
You want to call him?
Yeah.
Are you going to continue dating him or?
No, I mean, I that's why I'm calling you guys. I need help to break this off.
Okay.
So you want to break it off with him on the radio?
Okay.
Aww.
I mean, yeah. Natasha, what do you mean? Aw.
I know. I was like, wait,
he has a girlfriend.
He does have a girlfriend. You're right.
Yes, I need to break this off.
Do you remember graduation day with your pregnant friend walking down to get a diploma? Do you remember that day?
No.
Did you used to change his diapers?
Oh, my God.
Shut
that's weird. What
up.
Do you mean, used to? She still does. Hello. What did you have? Tikka masala? What's in this diaper?
No. We're not going to do that. We're not here to judge. We're here to help you out, okay?
Oh, my God.
Cassidy called us for our help with the situation. She's not doing anything that's actually wrong.
She's about to rescue to get this basket. So his name is Damien?
Yes.
Okay, let's call Damien. I'm sure he's going to be floored with this.
Oh, poor baby.
Well, no, because he had a girlfriend, so he's still cheating.
How did I, in the midst of all this, forget about that? Okay, I take everything back. Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's call it off with him. Cassidy, yeah. Hold on, okay? We got to get his number. We'll call him up next, and we have an earful to give him, okay? Or you do.
Sure.
Okay, hold on right there. The most awkward Wednesday ever happening in a few minutes with your morning mess. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with this most awkward Wednesday we've ever probably done on this show. Let's say good morning again to Cassidy.
Oh, good morning, girl.
Hi.
So, to recap a little bit for people just tuning in, you're a divorcee.
Yes.
You're correct. Dating again, and you started hooking up with this one guy that you met here in downtown.
Yes. We met at the Gypsy Bar.
And props to you. You know, you are dating someone who's significantly younger. That's fabulous.
I'd like to say that I've got my swag back. But
the real zinger is he's also your friend's son.
Yes, I didn't find this out till after we slept together.
Oh, my God.
Okay, which is fair.
Well, the thing is, I keep envisioning, we all graduated, and there's always one girl that was pregnant.
One? I think it was half of the
It was half of the graduating class at North High. Cassidy, one of the girls you graduated from with high school was pregnant at graduation. 21 years later,
This
is the guy that you're hooking up with.
It sounds pretty bad when you say it like that.
And to top it off, he is in a relationship with another girl.
It is pretty bad.
That's true.
I keep forgetting that part of this whole thing.
Yeah,
like he's in a relationship.
Yeah, she wants to call. So what you want to do, you want our help, you want to break it off with him.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's call Damien up and let him know everything that's going on and see how he takes this breakup.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Can we speak to Damien, please?
Yes, Damien.
Damien, good morning. This is The Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Anisha's here. Hey. Natasha. Hey. My name is Joey Boy.
Hey, how's it going?
It goes very, very well. So listen, man, can we carve out like maybe 2 or 3 minutes out of your Wednesday morning to talk to one of our friends?
Yeah, sure.
Actually, you're very familiar. Friend, you want to say hi and good morning to Damien?
Hi, Damien. Cassidy.
Cassidy? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, I really like you. It was just, it's been a really fun time, but we can't really keep this going.
What do you mean we can't keep it going?
I mean, you know, you have a girlfriend and among...
Yeah. Look, it doesn't matter about her. It's not going anywhere.
Well, then why don't you break up with your girlfriend then?
Tell her.
I mean, I think there's also, you know, we can't ignore the really, really big age gap between us. And
look, I don't care about that. I want to be with you.
Oh, him. He's playing her like a side chick.
Oh, no, you know what? This is not my time, so you go ahead.
There's another thing she has to reveal to you, though.
Yeah, so there's one more that's pretty big.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know.
There we go.
So I just realized, thanks to Facebook, that I actually know your mom. We were actually childhood friends.
What?
They graduated in the same class together.
You're shitting me.
No,
what are you
talking about? We lost touch.
You know my mom? What do you mean?
Yeah,
you gotta take a step back because this is...
So here's the thing, Damien. We talked to Cassidy here. She graduated with your mom. When your mom was pregnant with you, she was still in high school and got that diploma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Cassidy was in that graduating class and just realized that. When she was on Facebook and saw a picture of your mom with her high school reunion coming up and you were there.
So you can
understand how awkward it is for her to...
Yeah, 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 yeah. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. It doesn't matter.
No, I got what I wanted. So did you. It's time to grow up and move on. Your mom did not know about this.
No, I still want this, though.
How do you want this? You're in a relationship.
Stop. Like, seriously. Leave me alone. Your mom can't know about this. Please do not tell her.
You don't want his mom to know about this?
No.
Well,
I mean, then you shouldn't call me on the radio then. She's going to hear it.
I got to go.
Hello?
I mean, everyone goes through their very first heartbreak. This is just your first.
There's so much. I'm speechless. I don't even...
It's really understandable, and I mean, I'm so sorry. Natasha was saying it right. Like, you know, some of those first heartbreaks can be really crazy. Mine happens to be on a weekly basis, but like there's always something new. You're so young.
And you still got your girlfriend.
Oh my God, why do I keep...
I don't know why you guys keep forgetting he has a girlfriend. Your side chick broke up with you, by the way, Damien. I don't feel too bad for you.
That's true.
Yeah, but I wanted the side chick to be my real chick.
Well, then why didn't you pull the trigger on that months ago?
I don't know. I didn't think she wanted to.
You are very young.
When you're 21, you make dumb decisions, and you should, so that by the time you're 30, you got your stuff somewhat together.
Exactly. What's the next dumb decision he should make?
Let's see. Mill Avenue, don't catch tikka masala.
Find some twins, get it popping.
Ooh,
what?
Twins. There you go, Natasha. Now you're speaking my language.
You're 21.
Latin twins.
What?
Yeah, one named Concepcion and one named Xochitl.
What?
Real.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Real. I like that.
You like that, right? Xochitl. Like real Mexican.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
What? The real good ones are from Sinaloa.
From who?
Damien, you ever heard of Sinaloa?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Listen, you risked it to get the biscuit. It didn't work out. You're going to be fine, okay?
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Not a problem, bro. We'll put you on hold. We might get you a little counseling number to use that.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.